well that the preseason poll came out at 10 a.m. That was out via email. If you were on that email list, you will also receive a recording of all of today's events, video and audio. Following the full day of events, women's basketball will start at 1 p.m. Joined now by the Elon Phoenix, Billy Taylor, Sam Sherry. Guys, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You know, Billy, for you, you have some key pieces coming back. And, you know, the opportunity for those guys to grow as players, as athletes, as young men, just kind of what that opportunity is for you this year.
Yeah, you know, Miles, I think we're really excited about, you know, the guys that we have coming back on our roster. You know, we weren't hit as hard as some other programs in terms of the transfer portal. So the way that we kind of grow and develop our program is more through the four-year model. So for us to have, you know, TK Simpkins back, who was obviously preseason second team all league, you know, we're excited about that. You know, the way TK finishes last year, the last nine games of the season, you know, averaging 18 points, four rebounds and four assists, you know, 43% from the field and 37 from three. We're really excited about that. And, you know, our big guy next to me, Sam Sherry, you know, 2-year starter for us, a senior, a captain, a leader, someone that's really helped, you know, affect the game on both ends for us. And, you know, we saw last year, Sam, again, close to 10 points a game, five rebounds. And we're expecting even more growth from him this year. As you know, last year he was 56% from the floor and 44 from three. So we're excited about the guys we have returning, Nick Dorn as well, coming off CAA all rookie. And we think we've got an opportunity to have a special group.
You know, you mentioned TK Simpkins and you mentioned returners, and then TK helps you bring a newcomer in as well. Talk a little bit about that dynamic and the opportunity to have those guys playing together.
No, we're excited to have his brother Tawan, TJ Simpkins, with us. And, you know, they're really, you know, their ability to impact the game on both ends of the floor, with their speed, their athleticism, their tenacity on the defensive end, and their ability to score the ball. You know, it's unique having, again, one twin that's right-handed and the other that's left-handed. So it kind of helps us keep them straight sometimes when things are going in fast motion. But we're excited. You know, Tawan comes from a, you know, successful junior college program, went to the Elite Eight last year, and he was, you know, 15 points a game, you know, on a basically championship-level squad. So we're excited about what he's going to bring to our team.
Reminder, if you have questions for our guest this morning, to please use the hand raise feature and we will get to you throughout the day. Trevor.
Coach, talk about how important Nick Dorn's progression has been this offseason. I was really impressed with him and the handful of games I got a chance to see him play last year.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor. You know, we're excited about Nick. You know, as I, you know, mentioned just a little bit, you know, with Nick making 63s last year, leading us at, you know, 36-37% from three, as a freshman, was really able to affect the game for us and had great success, you know, for our team. You know, four-time rookie of the week last season, which tied for the most in the CAA. So, you know, Nick really played well for us, continued to grow as a player. You know, we really threw him into the fire as a freshman. So he kind of got an opportunity to learn, you know, through his experiences out there. And we've seen him continue to grow. He's very hungry. You know, he's not someone that's satisfied with what he did last year. He's all about improvement. How can he get better? Again, I think it's pretty well documented the lineage that he comes from with his dad playing in the NFL and his brothers both playing at a high level, football and basketball. So he comes from great bloodlines, and he wants to be the best that he can be. And we're excited about his continued growth.
This one's for Sam. Talk about, you've been with Elon now for a few years. Talk about how the CAA has just elevated its play constantly. Obviously, the transfer portal continues to see an influx in talent. Sam, talk about just how tough the league is and how fun, you know, it is to play on a night-to-night basis.
Well, it's definitely a blast. You know, I love playing in all against all the teams in the CAA. And like you said, it's the transfer portal has gotten every team has gotten a lot of players who are high level. And I've seen the CAA grow in the past 4 years. Like I've played under a different coach, and everything was different a lot in the past 3 years. So it was definitely exciting to see how every team has elevated their game, elevated their players, their roster. And I'm excited for the season. It's going to be a fun one.
Thanks, fellas. Good luck.
Just
Thank
a
you, Trevor. Thank
reminder to our media members taking part today, if you can please keep your computer muted until your question is being asked, as we're doing a full screen recording for media purposes. Going to go to our next question here, and Bob.
Good morning. Sam, the team made some pretty good strides last year. What do you see the next jump for the team what might be this year, on that upward trajectory?
Well, I think as Coach mentioned before, we had a lot of guys who were young and now they're starting to grow up, and I'm planning we returned basically more than half of our roster, and we're sprinkling in a few new guys who are very good players. And so it's our chemistry is going to be a lot better this year. I feel like playing with the guys I played with for the past year, and now they're growing up, they're building their IQ, they're building their skills. I've been working on my game a ton this summer and during the off season. So I'm very excited, and I think we're going to make big strides.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Billy, Sam, good morning. Billy, your team made some strides, as you said, last year, and certainly offensively had a lot of firepower. But I know the rebounding and defense are a big emphasis for you. And when we spoke this summer, you return one of the best forwards in the league and bring in the biggest guy in the league. I mean, how can they help you? And how do you see that end of the court shaping up?
Yeah,
Welcome
Brian,
to Chicago.
from year one to year two, we really had to make some strides from an offensive standpoint. And I think we made some progress in terms of our pace, our offensive efficiency. We still need to get better, obviously, in that area, but a lot of it will come from the defensive end and our ability to become better in terms of protecting the paint, our rim protection, as you mentioned, adding into our front court Matt Van Komen, who's 7'4", that we're excited to bring him in, and he's really had a great off season for us. Hard worker, great kid. He's been well traveled just due to his injuries, but we're excited about what he's going to bring in terms of depth to our front court and rim protection, ability to finish at the rim. So we're excited. I think that will help us continue to take a big step forward on the defensive end of the floor. Also, having so many young guys now kind of in year two, so understanding how to play man-to-man defense, rotations, all that, I think will be really critical for us.
Have y'all played quite a bit of zone or sprinkled some in, the last couple of years? Do you anticipate trying to get more towards a man-to-man focus this year?
Yeah, we'll still mix our defenses. We had to play a lot more zone last year, especially as we suffered injuries kind of as it went on throughout the season, and we had guys out of the lineup. We had to kind of go with a shorter rotation, so we ended up playing more zone. But as long as our depth allows us and our guys are understanding their responsibilities, we'll be playing more man-to-man and then being able to mix in our zone as well.
And Sam, what's it been like going against a 7'4", 260-pound guy in practice? How has that developed your game?
It's developed it a lot. I gotta change the trajectory of my shots. I gotta put a little more float on my hook shots. I gotta do a few new things. I had to add to my bag a little bit. So it's definitely a learning process and playing against a guy that tall, that heavy. So we've been working out very hard and building our team, and I think we're, like I said, I think we're gonna make good strides.
Thank you, guys.
Billy,
Thank
Sam,
you.
thank you. Thank you for joining
All
us
right.
this morning. Good luck in the upcoming season.
Thank you, Miles.